deep shit. It's like a big ass story. But the story is anyone could tell it from what I know. And I'm on the mic, I'm on the mic, on the mic.
Good evening, and welcome to another African Rhythms. I'm David Love Jones, and we've got a special guest coming up here in a minute. Let's just see what we were listening to. That was Jazz Liberators, and that's a woman named T-Love. And we've been listening to a lot of their stuff from around 2007, 2008. Some class over in France. And this on Cherry's Records, Tony Cozier, The Funk. But our very special guest tonight, she is a Vancouver soul singer, and she was living in Europe for a little while. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Her name is Amalia. She was originally in a couple of different groups here. One of them we played on the show before, One Love, and of course the big smash Daylight. But welcome to African Rhythms, Amalia.
Thank you, David Love Jones.
Yeah, no, it's exciting to have you on the show. I remember even when you were in Europe, we were talking about doing a radio show. We were going to get you to call in from there, but
yeah,
now you're here.
That kind of makes home.
We just, this week in Vinyl Records, your brand new single, and you're on Cherry's Records,
yeah,
and that's a label out of Chicago, as well as, of course, you're also on Tokyo Dawn,
yes,
which is not out of Tokyo, but actually Germany.
Yeah, out of Munich.
Yeah.
Out of Munich.
Indeed. But so your new stuff on Cherry's Records, are 45s, and you've got two 45s on the label,
yeah,
right? Yeah.
The first 45 was pushing my first album, Art Slave, that was out on Tokyo Dawn. So that was more like all about me. But this latest one is a 45 that is a collaboration with a wonderful producer out of Phoenix, Arizona. His name is Maddie P. Maddie Poisson.
And the Welcome to Me was the first one, right?
Yeah, Welcome to Me, Bonafide was the first 45.
Yeah, and the B-side's good too.
Yeah, yeah. And this latest 45 is...
So good.
Yeah, Social Lovers featuring Amalia. So it ain't all about me.
Well, you did a fantastic live version of Vinyl Records on Wednesday, and you also killed it big time on Record Store Day. Amalia was part of our celebrations, along with Omar Khan. Big up to him.
Yeah.
We had Sarah Wheeler on there. We had, oh my God, it was just action-packed all the way.
Yeah. Beers and vinyl.
We want to get Amalia up next, because we want to get her in on this live broadcast. She just moved back from Northern Europe. She was originally in a local soul band called One Love, which was basically one of the most phenomenal soul bands in town, say around 5 years ago. But anyway, she's back, and we've got to spread the word, because this woman is a phenomenal singer. So anyway, this is her first track, and this is Amalia. Give her a big round of applause.
Thanks, Dave. It's called Get Caught. And it's on a Toronto label by the name of Do Right. Do Right Music. All the musicians from Vancouver, though. That's some samples, too.
Still your heart, still your eyes.
messing with. I'm loud. Steal your hiding, steal your thoughts, steal your eyes. I mess up, I turn them all inside out. Steal your hiding, steal your eyes. I steal your mind. I mess up, I turn them all inside out. You're just never know, never know, never know. Messing with, messing with. I'm just getting warmed up here. It's kind of nervous. This is more nervous than on stage because it's like real intimate. And it's like you guys are supposed to be shopping. I'm just supposed to be in the background. Yeah, that's right. Now I feel good. Now I feel normal. Now I feel normal. That's it. This guy's got it going. That's it. You gotta pretend you shop. Yeah. You gotta do that. That's what I should be doing while I'm singing. Now I feel normal. Gotta give it up for Dave here. He's been supporting the local soul scene for a long time. Yeah! Let alone vinyl. And a lot of the soul artists from Vancouver leave. I left for a bit and now I'm back. I'm back. And I hope more people come back to this beautiful city. So I got these on 45, by the way. So that's a 45. The next one is coming out April 29th. And I'm signed to a beautiful label out of Chicago called Cherries Records. And it's a husband and wife team. The husband basically goes around digging for vinyl, like in people's garages and in the ghetto. And anyway, so he's amazing. He's such a character. His name's Mediocre, and his wife is Shreddy. She's an amazing turntablist. Anyway, so they have this label called Cherries, and I have one release with them here, and there's this other one coming up in, like, what's the date today? In, like, 10 days. So check it out. You'll be able to get it here. Support the local artists, like Omar here. Omar just walked through the door to support us and check out some, you know, underground artists, soul artists. I'm a bit of a soul junkie. Anyways, funk junkie. I have two records out on Tokyo Dawn's Art Slave, which was my debut. That came out in 2011. That's like funk boogie escapade.
Yeah, we're going to listen to some of that tonight.
And then the second album was more of a compilation, kind of like a collective... kind of like past, present, future, all the tunes I've collaborated with other producers from all over the world. So, yeah.
So tell us about this next track we're going to listen to.
It's All the Funk I Need.
At Jazz Remix.
All the Funk I Need was just a tune I wrote. It was like the one ballad on the album, and At Jazz is...
It's a great ballad.
Thank you. Yeah. Marty is actually a very good friend of mine, and I've collaborated with him on stuff on his albums. Really in the house thing now with this At Jazz record label, but he's a total sweetheart. Yeah, I was lucky enough to have him do a remix for my debut album, and this is the one you're going to hear.
Awesome. Okay, well, let's listen to it right now. You're listening to this is David and David Love Jones and African Rhythms, and special guest Amalia. Stay tuned.
Woo woo. We'll be right back.
This, again, on Cherry's Records, forgot to mention it last time. In the break, we heard Tony Cozier, The Funk.
Yeah.
And then this is the other side of the single. So,
what is the name of this tune? It's been named June.
Back to the mitten.
Back to the mitten. Yeah. That's the tune. Yeah. It's like, what does that mean, Tony?
Yeah. Some laid-back funk. Out of Chicago, out on 45, which is the same as Amalia. She's got two singles on this label out of Chicago. So lots of love to, what are their names?
To Sheila, a.k.a. Shred One, and Andrew, a.k.a. Mediogre, and their son, L.
Yeah, no, they're a nice group of people. You'll be in Chicago next week performing, in fact.
Yeah, I leave on Sunday, actually, so in 2 days, and I'm there for 8 days. Visiting my love and visiting the beautiful people that I know there, and some doing some collaborations and playing with Sweater Funk, which is a beautiful crew out of
San Francisco.
Yeah, they've been running the night for a while, and it's like a huge crew of DJs.
That's great. Yeah, we got to investigate them for sure, or I've got to investigate them.
Yeah, West Coast.
Without a doubt. Yeah.
So they're bringing the West Coast to the East Coast.
Yeah, and then possible collaboration with Austin Lottie.
Yeah, actually, it's going to be with Miles Bigelow, who's another local cat here, and he just got a deal with Austin Lottie on, Chi Turner, who I was telling you about.
Well, I noticed that Daylight came out on Austin Lottie's label, and he was executive producer, so he's been involved with your kind of world before.
I met him a couple times. He's a total sweetie, too. I like sweethearts. I like working with sweeties. So I'm very blessed that I kind of have this tendency to attract really nice people.
I'd say that's a pretty good sign. But, you know, getting back to Art Slave, your 2011 first album, which caused so much of a stir, and actually what helped get you signed to Cherry Records for the 45s was all the boogie and funk that was on that album.
Yeah, and that was all inspired by my youth, by the music I was exposed to growing up as a child, but it was also just luck, or just around about the time that the modern funk movement was starting to get bigger.
Your timing was impeccable.
Yeah, well, I had been working on the album for 3 years. But I mean, it was Dane Funk out of LA, so the Funkmosphere crew too, that were kind of like spearheading that, and then Onra had his Long Distance album out of Paris that kind of got the whole boogie soul thing going on. I mean, there's just so many crews.
Yeah, well, why don't we listen to one of the funkier tracks next, and that's For You.
It's okay, that was inspired by Chucky Booker.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a little bit of a Prince kind of a little bit,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, totally.
I can hear the Prince in there, just a little bit.
I'm here to mess with y'all, just a little bit.
For you.
That's some boogie. Speed Brigade is their name. I'm your man. And thanks to our friend Trevor out there. He came to our gig, gave a lot of support, and loaned me some records. So thank you.
We love you, Trevor.
Big up, Trevor.
Big up, Trevor. Soulful man.
All right, so Art Slave, we're back to this great record from 2011 and a track called Bonafide. Tell me about this one.
Bonafide is a dirty tune. It was inspired by, you know, there's a lot of songs out there that are always, I'm a bit of a feminist, if you didn't happen to notice. just a little bit of a feminist. But the song
you're in the right place. Community radio, we're all about this kind of stuff.
Yeah. So the song, of course, it's dirty funk, but it was inspired by Betty Davis and all those people that were very strong.
Miles Davis's wife, in fact.
Yeah, from back in the day, who influenced him heavily with her, when she was connected with Jimi Hendrix.
A lady who had attitude, shall we say.
Attitude. She had a lot of attitude. And she inspired me a lot because she was very strong in the 70s and 60s with her, you know. Her saying what she had to say. But anyways, so I'm rambling here. So basically, I wanted to do a modern-day tune that was kind of like this reverse sexism. Okay, I don't want to say reverse sexism. But, you know, there's all these songs on the radio that are always like a man doing, you know, what a woman should be doing for a man. And just like, ugh. And I just got so fed up with it that I wanted to write a tune about what a man should be doing for his woman. So this tune is about that.
And let me tell you, she did this live pretty amazingly on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Here it is. Bonafide. Got my creeping, got my feeling. Got my coming to his rhythm on his bonafide tonight.
Keep it tight.
ladies and gentlemen, this is what we call a funky beat. And well, coming at you now is what we call our funky song.
Motion.
Get it up, sway it.
and you're listening to African Rhythms. Amalia is my special guest. We're doing a little bit of a career retrospective, and in a little while she's going to sing for us. I mean, this is the woman who was in that incredible band One Love that brought us Daylight, and amazingly she's going to do that live for us tonight. So how about that? Some 90s funk, slapback, and sway. Indeed. Yeah, we're getting down here on African Rhythms. We're funking it up. I don't know if I've ever played that much funk in the first half hour ever. Like, that's like funkiest half hour ever. Except for maybe the all funk show. Yeah, exactly. That's the beginning of a very beautiful. So there's going to be more parties at Vinyl Records. So we're going to keep you posted. Peter Smedley he's going to be back. Wasn't it great having a British soulful, tasteful DJ? We'll big up to Peter out there.
Peter Smedley Medley. I want to call him that. Can I call him that?
Wasn't he dropping some hot tracks?
He was playing a lot of beautiful old soul from Britain that I hadn't heard in a long time.
Exactly.
He has a crazy knowledge.
He does have incredible knowledge. But a gentleman next, Don Blackman, sadly passed in the last few months, but incredible, sophisticated jazz funk. Amazingly, Art Slave was, by DJ Vadim, was compared to Don Blackman's one and only album.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that he thought that. I think it was just the musicality that he could hear, that there was so much attention or energy.
Real music, real funk and boogie, and just like back in the day.
But it's a total honor, because Don Blackman is like a genius.
Yeah,
genius! Don Blackman. And all those vocalists that he had on his albums, like all the musicians, just absolutely incredible music.
It was some of the most...
Stand the test of time.
Yeah. I mean, it was very slightly jazz fusion, but a sophisticated soul and funk.
Like, it was raw.
Yeah,
was
like raw, no other. You know? Beautifully polished, though. Like, every musician was, like, of the highest order, and you've always got to like that.
You got to like it.
Yeah. Ooh! Looks like... See, this is community radio, so basically we get to mess up and everything's all good. We get to, like, hit the wrong button and whatever, just
it's
because,
fun.
You know, like, this is not the CBC. This is...
Yeah, what does that yellow one do?
We'd love to, if we hit this little red one right here, I think we can make it happen. But incredible, in memory to Mr. Don Blackman.
We should take the time, express what's in our hearts and mind. I know we have many things to say, we shouldn't waste another day. Why don't we give love a chance, bring back into our romance the things we hold so close, my dear. Understanding closeness fears. Life is now a different scene, only 17. Some people think that she's too young. They say her life has just begun. No reason to be insecure. Her mind and body all so pure. I'd love to share my life with her. Seemingly I love you too. Life is so many changes I've seen. Don't you know? Thank you.
Yes, indeed. This is definitely a very known track internationally. Some of the finest DJs, radio, and in the club, if you will, tastemakers have played this song. You know, you think of really big people, DJ Spinner, people like of that kind of caliber, Jazzy Jeff, they'd all be familiar with the song. But let's drop one more track before we get you to come and do Daylight.
Yeah, let's do an old tune.
Yeah, well, why don't we do one more new one from the last Omar album, because I know how much you love this song.
Ooh.
Yeah. And that's a track called The Man. It came out last year.
Yeah, but Omar is still soul singer.
Yeah, well, Omar's still so fresh, you know, like he hasn't really diminished in time. So let's check him out next. This is from the latest album from about a year ago from Omar.
Ah, I like it. Ooh, I'm thinking about some things I've done when I was so wild. Some things that I should not have done, just trying to be the man. Something happened to me. Love taught me to calm right down. The last thing I was thinking of made me become a man. Yeah. I found love I can feel. It's like walking in sunshine. This is it. Something real. Let's get on, don't waste time. I found love and I know it's something meant to be me. I don't wanna be the same, cause I feel the need deep in me. Ooh, my baby has this thing, she does and she only, yeah, makes my imagination. Makes me feel quite the man. There's nothing that can take us down. We got too much style. This ain't no slap that stick, you know. You know we got the plan.
I found love, I can feel.
Mm-hmm. This one's an oldie. We're just surprising you with it here. We're just throwing it in there. It's by One Love, my old band. I was signed to Sonar Collective, representing Vancouver and Toronto. Dr. J. My fellow lovely ladies, Dawn, Isabella, Deanna. Shout outs to Sunzu Sound 2, Seattle. They put out this record as well for Dawson Latte. How did I ever know I would begin this journey with you and me? We carry on. I never knew that this world could be so demanding, but somehow it has made us strong. You show me a place that leads to a higher ground. Feels good now, we in the right direction. Open my eyes and realize your love was my protection. I can stop this feeling hot inside, just what I'm dealing with. Tried excuses, but it's useless. I'm too wrapped up in you. And I'm hoping that you show your heart's reflection, cause I need you more than ever, so just leave me in your love. Leave me in your love. Leave me in your light. Leave me in your love. Leave me in your love. Leave me in your light. That's all I ask of you. You, 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 you. Leave me in your love. Me in your light. So many times when I was less than certain that you would ever come my way. How did I ever know that love would take me? Cause I knew you'd be worth the wait. Indecisions giving us a second chance. Feels good now we found the right direction. Do anything to make you realize this love confession. I can stop this feeling hot inside, just what I'm dealing with. Tried excuses, but it's useless. I'm too wrapped up in you. And I'm hoping that you show your heart's reflection, cause I need you more than ever. So just leave me in your love. Leave me in your love. Leave me in your light. Leave me in your love. Leave me in your love. Leave me in your light. Leave me in your love. Leave me in your love. Leave me in your light. Leave me in your love. Leave me in your love. Leave me in your light, baby. Your love, leave me in your love. Oh nah, Dave's filming me. Leave me. Oh, it's my favorite part right here. It's dedicated to the beautiful city of Vancouver, which we live and reside in. Beautiful sunny day, mountains, ocean water, clean, clear. Sunrise. And I keep holding on, thinking that I could carry on. But every time I find myself inside your daylight. And I keep hoping to be strong, but every time my life goes wrong, I'm searching for your love to give me daylight. And I keep holding on, thinking that I can carry on. But every time I find myself inside your daylight. And I keep hoping to be strong, but every time my life goes wrong, I'm searching for your love to give me daylight. And I keep holding on, thinking that I can carry on. But every time I find myself inside your daylight. Keep hoping to be strong, but every time my life goes wrong, I'm searching for your love to give me daylight. And I keep hoping, thinking that I can carry on, but every
every time I find myself inside your daylight. And I keep hoping to be strong, but every time my life goes wrong, I'm searching for your love to give me daylight.
Ow!
Rocking the mic!
Ah. Oh man, you're killing it.
Am I? I'm feeling crispy. I'm feeling like there's some distortion on the microphone while I sing. Daylight. One love family.
The incredible talent, Amelia.
Love your kissing, it's like trying to give somebody that. is near and far, family. There can really be no doubt, family. That's what we are all about. When you think of your life and know that you have, just what good would it be with no one to share? So let's care about friends. They mean more in the end than things you buy or the things you try. Family, looking back in history, family, as far back as we can see, family, when we started there were two.
Absolutely classic, sophisticated 80s funk kind of track. And a little bit later, we're going to end the show with Fatima, good friend of Amalia's. She's from where?
Stockholm.
From Stockholm,
but she was based out of London for a while, hence the releases on Eglow Records and her new release coming out in a week.
Yes.
Yellow Memories.
We'll have to be on that one.
Supporting the latest.
Yes. But we listened to something you hadn't heard, Donny, and Do You Know? That's his debut single from mid-90s.
Yeah.
I played that back, way back. And then after that, Family, Hubert Laws from early 80s. Deborah Laws, all in the family. Deborah Laws on vocals. So really beautiful stuff. Next, we're going to play Amalia's new single,
Out on Cherries
Records.
Uh-huh.
And that's a track called So Good.
Here we go.
Let's go.
It's about thinking you found the one, but maybe he's not the one. She's not the one.
We found it. Soon enough, we found it. This tune's all about thinking you found someone that was right for you that wasn't right for you.
You're so right, you're so right.
having fun.
And this is Khan and Amir out on Ubiquity. Big up to them in San Francisco. Remix of that boogie electro classic by Twilight.
Yeah. Get down.
Yeah, we've been. Who cares about sharing it? And you know, you do it for the right reasons, Amalia, and that's what it's all about to me. You know, like doing it for the right.
If you're not doing it because you love it, there's no point in doing it at all, right? And that's why I was drawn to you, and why I came into vinyl records was that the energy was just pouring out of the store, and it's such a beautiful vibe in there. I don't want to sing anywhere else. And soulful, and we need more soulful spots, you know, for soul music in the city, right? So
we are listening to David Love Jones here on African Rhythms, africanrhythmsradio.com. There's more of my archives up there, citr.ca. We've got podcasts and all that goodies there. 604-822-CITR if you want to call us.
Yeah,
we've already had a couple calls, you know, like people are feeling the groove.
Oh yeah, somebody asked for Doug Carn. That's crazy. I'm like, who was the guy again? What was his name? Patrick. Yeah,
big up to Patrick.
I didn't know anybody in the city knew Doug and Gene Carn.
We're gonna bring that to you next time, because Amalia, when she gets back from Chicago, we're gonna do another special coming up in another month. We haven't even got into your first group yet, because I somehow didn't unwind the files.
Sequoia, but we'll be playing Sequoia. Jazz Festival.
Sequoia will be at the Jazz Fest this summer, so check them out. Amalia's already booked to play, so she's gonna have it going on with some top level musicians, I'm sure of it.
Gotta rehearse.
Yeah, so plans for the future, well, there'll be more coming. We hope for Vinyl Records is going to start its label soon, and hopefully that'll facilitate more of your stuff coming out, and or we can get you involved with some other talents, some that have been coming down to vinyl. Omar Khan and Leslie,
Jonathan,
who works there, you know, she's going to be a good facilitator and hooker up of Jonathan. Yes, Jonathan came and opened for Amalia. Jonathan Mueller is his name. He opened for Amalia. So what is when is the next album gonna come?
Good question. Well, right now I've just been mostly doing work collaborating with other producers, so I'm just kind of doing one-offs all over the place.
Yeah.
So maybe it'll be another compilation. No. I'm gonna do an album, but it's, you know, I'm kind of reinventing myself. I think artists, you kind of get sick of yourself sometimes. So I needed to take a break for a bit, and now I'm back into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually looking to collaborate with more, like, I don't know, I can't label it anything. I'm really into the beat scene, so I'm really wanting to push myself and get collaborating over music that's like kind of out there, and maybe a little bit more hip hop based, because I haven't done more of my hip hop love.
But I mean, let's face it, So Right, your new single with Social Lovers.
Yeah, 45.
I mean, it's getting a lot of international love. Scheme Richards in New York City, he's really liking it. Who just bigged it up?
Oh my God, I think Stockholm. There's other people that
it's getting love all over the world.
I can't name Cherry's labels. My,
yes,
my Chicago,
we've got the
label.
Entire Cherry label catalog.
Because we love you guys. Trying to connect the Chicago and the
Vancouver. And then meeting Ramon, who was in Vancouver. He is known as Radius. And
he's from Chicago as well.
Last show, we were playing his Sweet Tears dub, which is really sick. That's
he's
the B-side.
Yeah, he's in Hawaii right now. And I met him through my man. My man introduced me to him like in February. So it's kind of crazy how separation, 6 degrees, is that the saying? 6 degrees of separation. Everybody's connected, you know?
Yeah.
Like good people all connecting the dots.
And there's apparently a little bit of a scene in Honolulu.
Yeah, there's Aloha Got Soul that's run by Roger Bong. So he's been getting me into Hawaiian boogie. There's Hawaiian boogie.
Incredible.
And
we got to get some of that. But we're going out with your good friend we were talking about earlier, Fatima, because her new album's coming and everything. But this great track from her EP, like you said, it's a London label. And this track, Cinnamon, I mean, it really only came to my attention fairly recently, even though it's from 2011. But wow.
Representing the Eglo Records family, Alexander Nutt, putting out a lot of beautiful music too. Floating Points is her band. Her record release is actually May 6th. So check her out too. Check out Fatima. Check out all the ladies in soul.
Big up to the ladies of soul.
Ladies of soul. Well, the independent ladies of soul hustling here.
Indeed, exactly.
Get with
those
guys.
You stay tuned to African Rhythms, and we'll keep you posted on local happenings in independent soul. And that's exactly what Amalia has been all about tonight. And we've been overviewing and retrospective. And you'll be able to find the show later on the podcast, indeed. And so thank you profoundly, Amalia, for
you,
coming through. Yeah, no,
thank you for having me.
I really appreciate your support, and you know, it's revived my enthusiasm, continued enthusiasm for the music, because I need to meet people like you. It helps inspire me and keep my game top notch.
Ditto. You know? Same thing for me. I love meeting beautiful people that are just really passionate about what they do, and that mm-hmm. is you. You are so passionate about music, and I love it. You feed off it. You just want to, I don't know, listen to music every single second of your day, which I almost do anyways. But, you know.
Well, oh my God, have you worked at record shops too? Then you'll be living that life too.
Yeah, like, another sound.
Oh my God. Awesome. Okay, that is Amalia. We're going to go out with her friend from...
From Stockholm.
From Stockholm.
In Sweden for a bit.
Yes, indeed. I'm going to go more into Amalia's history on future shows during the summer, like I said. So until next time, folks, peace and love to you.
Bye. Thanks for tuning in. I'm going to be co-host now. You know this.
That's awesome.
Just free yourself.